So, as I just mentioned, the statement our immigration minister gave this out last week, a lot of the policies that were created, especially last year in relation to COVID-19, don't target immigrant groups. Do you think this is true, that this that Australia's reputation hasn't been undermined?
Well, you know, I think that the greatest threat to Australia's immigration reputation is not so much the COVID stuff, because most countries around the world have just stopped immigration flows because of COVID. But I think the greatest threat is the whole sort of wage theft and exploitation of temporary migrant workers that's been happening for a long time, but it's certainly been highlighted by the Fair Work Commission in the last decade or so. And the argument is, well, if you bring in temporary migrants and you sort of rip them off at below award wages and you know, let them work in conditions that are very exploitative, then that's not very good for our international reputation as a country. And of course, the other big reputational damage is the whole way in which we treat refugees, that mandatory detention of refugees. Now, these are the big things that I think put a stain on Australia's immigration reputation globally, not the COVID stuff.
And because I mean, I mentioned a statistic before that, you know, Australia's intake of migrants is set to fall into negative levels since World War II. But, you know, that's obviously due to our borders closing. But were we on a bit of a decline in terms of migrant intake before this?
Yes, we have been reducing. So when we had the last state and the last federal election, the key immigration policy from both Gladys Berejiklian and Scott Morrison has been to cut immigration. What Morrison did federally, we were taking about 200,000 permanent immigrants a year, and he knocked that back to 160,000. And then what Gladys said in the last state election is we want to cut immigration to New South Wales by half, by 50%. And so in a sense, I think that the other issue here about Australia's reputation is the extent to which politicians, federal, state, are happy to sort of play this immigration card and draw on anti-immigration sentiments sort of to win elections. I get very disturbed by that. So that, yes, there has been some reduction of immigration, even more recently a reduction of the refugee intake. We were taking about 18,500 a year, and then in the most recent announcement, they knocked that back to about 13,500 a year. So there's this sort of sentiment that's sort of very explicit that we've got to sort of turn back, reduce the immigration and refugee intake. And I just don't think there's an argument for it at all. I think it's, you know, sort of playing some sort of politics that I don't like very much.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a sentiment that's been, you know, spoken about, you know, probably more than, you know, it should be spoken about more, but it's been spoken about a fair bit. But, you know, one sector that has really, you know, benefited from immigration is academia, especially universities. You know, international students have played a really big role in the economy. And when we saw the borders close, we really saw that gap. Are we continuing to see that gap here with, you know, a lack of immigration over the last year?
Yes, look, and you're right. So, like, it's historic. We've always been such a major country of immigration. In fact, there are only two other OECD countries with more immigrants per capita than us. That's Switzerland and Luxembourg. We've been one of the big major countries of immigration, at least since the Second World War. And so it's a big deal. Immigrants contribute about half the population growth, half the workforce growth. Industries like the tertiary education industry, the fruit picking industry, the entertainment or hospitality industry are really dependent upon migrant workers. And what we saw with the reduction of net immigration for the first time, you know, sort of in eons, has been that a lot of these sectors have really struggled. And you know, what we've had with the COVID situation is like a natural experiment, you know, cut off immigration and see what the impact is. And it's been pretty dramatic across all sorts of sectors.